Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu Nahi Antanaji Isnaini Duna Thalith Bighayri Idnihi Illa Li Hajatin Wahua Ayat Haddatha Sirran Bihaisu La Yasma'uhuma Wafi Ma'nahu Ma Idha Tahaddatha Bilisanin La Yafhamuhu. The chapter on the prohibition of two people conversing secretly in the presence of a third person without his permission, unless it is due to necessity. What this is referring to, if there are three people, for example, that are traveling together, and two people now, out of these three people, they have a private conversation, and they exclude the third person from this private conversation that they are having. So Shariat is saying that this is prohibited. This shouldn't be done. Why? Because the third person may feel that they are talking about him, and it may cause danger. Some ulama of the opinion, this is only referring to when they are out somewhere in the wilderness. In other words, there isn't any people around. But most of the ulama explain, no, it's not like this. Jumhur ulama say that so long as three people are traveling together, three people are moving together, then two people shouldn't have a secret conversation in front of the third person and leave him out of that conversation. In other words, don't have a private conversation in front of that third person. Now there's a lot of merit in it, there's a lot of beauty in it. One of the reasons ulama explained is that there mustn't be any hard feelings in this person's heart, that they are leaving me out of a conversation and it's possible that they are talking about me. So just to keep the man's heart clean and to save him from any type of fear, this is also part of our deen, that don't cause even psychological problems. Don't cause any type of psychological distress to the third person. So this is what you should do, is don't exclude him from the conversation. Here ulama explained that this is in a situation where permission is not sought. In other words, the man is there and two people just privately, secretly talk. But where permission is sought from him, that we got a small business matter, for example, to discuss, what is a private matter I need to discuss with this person. And now the third person gives permission, look, I don't have any issues. Then there it is okay to have a private discussion while the third person is present. Why? Because permission has been sought from the third person. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi goes on to say that this also applies to two people speaking in a language which the third person does not understand. In other words, the third person, two people are speaking. They may be speaking in Urdu, they may be speaking in Arabic, they may be speaking in Afrikaans. Now the third person, he only understands Zulu, for example. Or he only understands English. Now he is feeling left out from this conversation because they are speaking in a different language. This also shouldn't be done. Why? Because the third person now is being excluded by the mere fact that they are speaking in a different language. Another way of doing this, explanation is given here, is that these two people are speaking in such a low tone that the voice is not reaching the third person. So again, he is getting excluded via the tone, via the language, or mere private discussion excluding the third person. So we'll do one hadith inshallah today and then we'll terminate. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ إِنَّمَا النَّجْوَىٰ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. In Surah Mujadala, Allah Ta'ala says, secret meetings are really from shaitan. This is where there is no need for these type of secret meetings. In other words, there was absolutely no need to leave out the third person from the conversation or to meet in such a way that the people around, the third person, for example, in this case, feels that there is an issue, therefore, about me, therefore I'm being left out of the discussion. So we'll do one hadith, inshallah. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, idha kanu thalathatan, fala yatanaja ithnani duna thalith, muttafaqun alayh. Wa rawahu Abu Dawud, wa zada, qal Abu Salih, qultu li Ibn Umar, faarubaatan, qala la yadurruk. ورواه مالك في الموطأ عن عبد الله بن دينار قال كنت أنا وابن عمر عند دار خالد بن عقبة التي في السوق فجاء رجل يريد أن يناجيه وليس مع ابن عمر أحد غيري فدعا ابن عمر رجلا آخر حتى كنا أربعة فقال لي وللرجل الثالث الذي دعا استأخرا شيئا فإني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا يتناجى اثنان دون واحد. حضرت عبداللہ ابن عمر رضی اللہ عنہما narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when three people are together, two of them should not speak privately and exclude the third. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. In Abu Dawud, it is narrated that Abu Salih said that I asked Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, what about four people? He replied, there is no harm. Now, Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi in his Muwatta, he mentioned an incident that shows how seriously, what level of consideration, what level of importance Sahaba would give to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah give us the tawfiq also of practicing upon the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Imam Malik in his Muwatta, he mentions that Abdullah bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, he and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma and I were at the house of Khalid ibn Uqba, which was in the market. So who was there? Abdullah bin Umar, Abdullah bin Dinar were at the house of Uqba. So a man came and he wanted to speak to Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma privately. And he says that I was the only other person present. So how many? There was three people here. One person wanted to come speak to Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar privately. What would that would have had? There would have been two people there and he would have been the only other person. He would have been the third person. Why this is happening is Khalid bin Uqba's house, there was nobody else there. Abdullah bin Umar and Abdullah bin Dinar were the only two people. This person came to speak to Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma. So now, immediately the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in front of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. So what he did, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma called another person so that we were now four. He called another person. So how many people were there in total? Four people. He then said to me and the man whom he had called, move back a little because I heard Rasulullah sallallahu, in other words, move back a little. This person wants to speak to me privately. Now we four people, there's no problem. So you all two move back a little. He wants to talk to me privately. And then he explained. He said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, two people should not speak privately and exclude the third. See how beautiful. Straight away that man came to talk to him. He said, listen, I don't want to break the hadith. I don't want to go against. I don't want to make mukhalafa of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He called the fourth person. And then he asked these two to move away. And then he spoke to this person privately. One last hadith, short hadith to finish off this section. An Ibn Mas'udin radiallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِذَا كُنْتُمْ ثَلَاثَةً فَلَا يَتَنَاجَى إِثْنَانِ دُونَ الْآخَرِ حَتَّى تَخْتَلِطُوا بِالنَّاسِ مِنْ أَجْلِ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ يُحْزِنُهُ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you are three, two should not speak privately and exclude the other until you join with more people, because that might worry him, that might sadden him, that might cause a bit of distress in this person that you all are speaking privately. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. This is the beauty of our deen. We take every person into consideration to such an extent that we even take into account a person's psychological consideration. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.